Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Cat's Path. We're just gonna jump right into it today. I guess this isn't a very positive episode, but it's a little bit of a heart-to-heart. So we'll just jump right into it. So as you guys know from last time, I bought a car, which I am so excited and so happy about, and I love it so much. It is like my little baby now. It's so cool and I love it. But besides, like, I don't know, like four people, like three or four people, no one's happy for me. I mean, that's what it feels like. Or that's what's being said. Is that no one's happy for me. And it's so draining because I try to do everything I can for other people, and it's like no one can help me out. No one can give me a break. I'm supposed to be proud and not ask questions for anyone else and just be there and go out of my way for other people, but I don't get the same courtesy at all. It feels like, and that's really draining. Like, that's, I don't even know. It sucks, honestly. It's so hard for me to do what I need to do. And when I do make choices or decisions or moves for what I need to do, it's like world ending. It's just awful, you know? But like, don't I need to do stuff too? Like, I'm not just here for everyone else's benefit, you know? I shouldn't have to just give myself away for everybody else and put my life on hold. So that's something I'm really struggling with right now. I don't know. It really sucks. And it doesn't make me like sad, I guess. It makes me mad. It just irritates me. And like, just that everyone wants me to wait on their approval for me to be able to do things. But if that's the case, if I keep waiting on everyone else's approval, it'll never get done, you know? And so I'm trying to do things for myself and grow in like all parts of my life, and it's wrong. And, you know, I get in trouble for it, and I don't understand that at all. Like, I cannot just keep myself open and available for other people. It's just not fair that I have to put my life on hold to cater to everyone else and be there for everyone else, but no one's there for me. And then when I do, which is so rare, like, it's so rare that I do something for myself, you know? And so the one time I want to do something, it's a huge deal, and I'm wrong, and I get reprimanded, and I don't understand that. And this is mainly about the car. You know, I figured some people weren't going to be happy, but it's like, oof. Sorry. It's like a car has to happen one way or the other. Okay? Like, whether I got my license before the car or after the car, it still needs to happen. So, like, what's the big deal? And because I went and did it for myself, the thing that I bought for me, it's a problem? I just don't get it. And I don't understand how, like, just the fact that I'm in trouble for trying to further my future and my life and it being an issue, it's just so aggravating and just so, like, I don't even know. It sucks. It really, really sucks. I can't do anything and it be okay. When is whatever I'm doing actually gonna be okay for other people, you know? And it's like, I think last week I said, you know, I don't really care about people's approval or not, you know, but at the same time, like, yeah, I want approval. I don't want to be in trouble for trying to do something that I think is best for me, you know, because at the end of the day, it's my life, you know, like that one meme with Florence Pugh. And I mean, that's true. This is gonna be for me. The things that I want to do are for me and my path. It's not going to be anything like yours. So, like, I don't know. Some of the people I got into this with, I was calm. You know, I wasn't trying to get angry or anything because I'm not angry, but it's like, does no one see where I'm coming from? And even if you don't approve of what I did, can you not find it impressive that I've worked for really only 2 years and I was able to afford a car? Like, how is that not impressive? How is that not an achievement and something to be proud of me for? You know, all I'm getting is hate and, like, I don't know. It just sucks. It really just sucks. I am so sick and tired of having to be there for everybody else, having to do everything for everybody else, and no one being there for me. I'm supposed to help everyone figure out their stuff, but no one's here to help me figure out mine. So when I'm just finally like, you know what? Screw it, and let me just figure it out myself, then it's, oh, it's even more wrong. Like, really? Like, we're gonna go back and do that, really? So, I don't know. That's such a. And I mean, it kind of applies. I don't know. I don't really know what else it applies to. But, like, I got into school on my own. I found jobs on my own. And I do this on my own, and this is the thing that's wrong. Like, so it's only when it's just like convenient for you that it's a good thing. If it's not convenient for you, then it's a problem. Like, why is that fair? You know? And it's just, it's that mindset is coming from a couple different people. And it's just really like sad. 'Cause I want people to be proud of me, you know? Who doesn't want that? So the fact that it doesn't happen, or they can't even, like, I don't know. I guess maybe, like, don't pretend, but still, like, it just sucks. And it makes it really hard to try and stay positive and go about things the right way when no matter what it is, it's gonna get me in trouble. I'm like, why am I gonna try and do this? And it's just, I don't know. So there's that. And about the podcast, it's not doing great, which I knew could happen. It most likely would happen. So I shouldn't be like sad or want to give up. But like, I do because I look forward to this every week. I plan it, you know, throughout my week. And I take the time to make this and learn and get better so that it's better for listeners and no one can bother to listen to a 15, 20-minute episode. Don't know. It's like, kind of like in everything else that I do, I ask for feedback. Talk to me. I ask and I ask and I ask, and no one ever talks to me. I don't get anything back. That alone, that specific part, me asking and getting nothing in return is the thing that pisses me off beyond belief, beyond. When I text someone, ask them to do this for me for their benefit, no one answers. You just, ghost me. I'm like, all right, cool. It was for you, not for me, but I clearly see how you feel about me. Great. I mean, and the podcast is different. I know everyone's, busy. Everyone's got their own lives. They can't just like put in their earbuds and listen to it. So I get that. But I don't know. It makes me not want to do it. Which I know, like, I still need to. I need to have this routine in my life. Because, and that may change, I could upload one post and then it goes big because that's just kind of how it happens, But, I don't know. I mean, I'm busy too, and if I'm taking time out of my whole entire week to do this, it's kind of like you can't take 15 minutes just to support me. It's another support thing. You don't have to think it's good. You don't have to like what I talk about, but like just help a sister out. I don't know. And I people told me when I, started this that it could happen. Sorry. That it could happen where people weren't going to listen to it, and I had to be prepared for that. So like when I actually started noticing, that makes sense, it's fine, whatever. But consistently, and then if I'm like, okay, they don't like what I talk about, let me ask them what I should talk about so that people will listen, and I get nothing back, that is just, I know I already said it, but it like literally is the most aggravating thing to me on the planet. The biggest pet peeve in my life, and that's like my whole life is filled with that right now, and it's so annoying. It's awful. Like, I hate it so much. So I don't know. So I'm really gonna start talking about what I want to talk about. Like hot topics. I'm not gonna talk about like politics or anything, but stuff that I see or I like, I'm just gonna start talking about it. I'm still gonna have, like, talking about my journey and what I come across in my life, but shoot, I'm just gonna start talking about what, anything I want to talk about, really, which is always kind of what it's been, but I have held back a lot because I'm trying to stick to this, what's it called? Like, theme? Because that's like the theme it started out as, but considering no one's really listening, I guess it doesn't really matter what I talk about. So, yeah, that's annoying as well. But, I'm just gonna keep pushing, I guess. I wanted to take a break after quote unquote season one, but I feel like if I take that break, I'll just never pick it up again, which I don't want to do. I don't want to stop doing this just because no one's listening. But I know, like, if I took a break now, because this is episode 18, so if I ended the season at episode 20, given how views are and stuff like that, I would never go back to it because I'm like, well, why am I even gonna try? It didn't work the first round. So, because this has been since December. I mean, which is crazy. That's December, Jan, like that's been like what, 4 months, 5 months? And yeah, so sorry, because I don't mean to diss on the people who do listen. The people who do listen, I say every time, thank you so much for listening. And I mean it. I really do. It's obviously not about y'all. It's about the people who, when I ask a question like, can I say your name on the podcast? And people flood, the response being like, oh, yeah, whatever, yeah, sure. And then you guys don't even listen to it? Like, what? Why'd you? Because I think if I could say your name on the podcast, you would listen to it. So you would be like, oh, is she going to say my name? Maybe I'll do that. Which someone's brought to me up, brought up to me before that I should just say a name. In that way, people will listen to see if I say their name. So, you know what? We're going to try it. I have permission from all these people, anyways. We might as well just start using it. So, today we are going off of. We're going to say Wendy. My friend Wendy. Yeah, she's really cool. Don't know if she listens or not, but I guess we'll see. If she's like, oh my God, you said my name, then we'll know she listens. Maybe we'll do that. Something. Hot topics, stuff like that. I'm just not really gonna hold back anymore, honestly. So look forward to that. Anyway, even though no one else really is, I'm excited about my car. And I'm excited about what it means for my future and how many doors this is going to open for me. I'm very excited. So, if nothing else, I know I'm excited. So, just gotta hold on to that knowledge. And anyways, I can confirm, maybe this will get some perked ears. I can confirm that we will have a guest next week. How cool is that? Pretty cool. So yeah, we're gonna have a guest next week, which I'm very excited about. So you should listen to that. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this little heart to heart. Not every episode is positive because not every week is positive, and that's okay. So just talking about the little hardships. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening. And supporting me, the people who do, from week to week, obviously, the few, and it means a lot to me, so thank you. And, yeah, stick around for the guest next week, and I will see y'all then too. Bye.